because whoever this Jordan Mason nigga is coming in for $150 in the tub for the Niners, because my starting running back decided his calf injury is keeping him out. But I, you know what? I still won my fantasy matchup without a single score from my top player. Yes, in one of my leagues, number one draft pick, White Chocolate, Christian McCaffrey. I knew his daddy. His daddy used to tear my Raiders up. Yeah, he did. Shout out to Ed. But nonetheless, that's the great thing about fantasy. You got to stay on your P's and Q's because, and you got a handicap. That's one thing that I did not do this, these two past fantasy drafts. I did not handicap my running backs. I didn't. And that's a big no-no. Because once I got the announcement that Christian McCaffrey was inactive, I was looking for the back, and I looked through the roster, but I did not know who the backup was going to be. So I learned something. Somebody snatched him up. Somebody did. I don't know who snatched him up, but somebody snatched him up. I don't know if they benefit from him or if they just snatched him up last second, like I was trying to do, but I didn't have enough. I didn't have anybody on my bench that didn't. I didn't have anybody from the Jets, I will say that, on my bench, or anybody else from the Niners that was on my bench to sub out with. I couldn't do it. So I would have been in a tight position if I was in a situation where my opponent wasn't already done and he still had a player left. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Jordan Mason. My God, what a debut! I mean, I think this is like third year in the league. But my God, we have football, people. We are back. 12 Cal, King Germ. I know y'all listening. Special shout out to King Germ and his Philadelphia Eagles. Y'all niggas woke up a little late, but it was good enough. I got AJ Brown on one of them on my other team, and he showed up. He showed up in a big way. As a matter of fact, I think he was the highest points provider. He even had more points than my starting quarterback. Let me just go through my list right now. So on my NFL app, I have as far as my squad, period. But in one of my leagues, my starting quarterback is Jared Goff. Christian McCaffrey is my running back, my RB1. I got Devon. I can't say his last name. From the Dolphins, and he did pretty good. Stephon Diggs. He's still a. You know, you have your bromance players. Stephon Diggs was available. I took him. Drake London. He wet the bed on me. He did. Also had David Montgomery. He ate. Shout out to that game. So I watched the Detroit played. It was the rematch of Detroit and the Rams. That's gonna be a solid little rivalry right there. I think Puka is out though for a cut. I think minimum four right now. So I need to go check up on some of them receivers over there. Stafford gonna have a hard time. They had the game under wraps until they didn't. You know, Detroit pushed that motherfucker into overtime, and David Montgomery took over. I happened to start him in my flex, so shout out to that. At the Buffalo Bills defense, they played mediocre. You know, they gave up 28 to Arizona, but you know, got a couple of turnovers. Pretty solid squad on that one. With my other squad. My other squad, they meant business a little bit. We won by 19 on that one. Kyler Murray started on that one. Let me see. We got Travis. I can't say his name either. Starting running back for the Jaguars. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I also picked up a homer and Zamir White, but that's only because I went heavy on the receivers. AJ Brown, Mike Evans, George Kittle, DK Metcalf. Yeah, nigga, I got receivers on my motherfucking squad, but you know, DK didn't show up because it's the quarterback situation over there. You know, George Kittle, that's a hit or miss. It's a hit or miss with tight ends, period, in fantasy. You know what I'm saying? Outside of the top, top two, top three, maybe. That's it. And that's going to be George Kittle, Kelsey. Who else? That's probably about, I mean, everybody else is just hit or miss. You know what I mean? Yes, I know. I'm going to get to my Raiders in a minute. I'm going to get to them in a minute. I understand. There was a lot going on. There's a lot going on Sunday. I was anticipated. We played the Chargers. It was damn near a home game. They beat us by 12. Our defense, if I could take anything away from this game, it was our defense. I mean, our offense did not give our defense no type of love. Them niggas played their hearts out for the whole first half. I mean, we was shutting shit down. Now, that's not the same Chargers. They don't have Keenan Allen. That nigga's over there in Chicago. They don't have the weapons that they used to have, but they still got a solid squad, right? A squad that we're supposed to beat. Not saying it like that, but we're supposed to beat those niggas over there. And it's a home, it's a away home game. And our offense just did not click, bro. It did not click at all. I don't know if we got to bring in our guy. I don't know. Because Minshew just looked discombobulated out there. He did. And now people are saying, yo, is he actually the one? And I'm like, look, it's one game. You know what I'm saying? It's one game. I don't want to jump out the window that fast, but Aiden O'Connell might be, they were already asking, is he the one, would he have won that game? He don't move like Minshew, though. Minshew wasn't moving a lot. I mean, he moved a little bit more than Carr would move, but Carr would let that ball go before Minshew. But he knows the offense, and that's the thing. And he know, and it's the chemistry. So not making no excuses because, again, we're starting a quarterback over a quarterback that has more reps with the first team than the starting quarterback. Is only because our starting quarterback has more experience overall than Aiden O'Connell. But we got to figure that out. That's the most important position on the fucking field is the quarterback. It makes a whole... And I remember when Chucky was here. We already know why Chucky is not in the league anymore. He recently just lost his case against the NFL. I think he's still going after them niggas. But I remember, dog, he is the quarterback whisperer. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying he's the quarterback whisperer, but I remember when he was bringing up the Kyler Murrays and he was bringing up the Josh Allens, and he was like, I wanted those guys. And this was before, not saying that we didn't know nothing about them, but this is before they got to the league. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, just think of a Kyler Murray or a Josh fucking Allen in a Raider uniform right now or a couple of years ago. Then we have, and then to complement the defense... Man, come on, that defense was solid. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we lost our first game against the Chargers in Inglewood. It happened. It happens. It happens. It happens. I also was checking out the Steelers and the Falcons game. Steelers, it's going to be a long season for them. But at least they got a quarterback to get out of the pocket. I mean, Russell Wilson, it might be time. You know what I'm saying? Because he aggravated an injury that I think he already had. He up there though. He's one of those older quarterbacks, you know? But God bless him. I mean, they still pulled out the, you know, they still pulled out the W. You know what I'm saying? That was cool. Justin Fields, he played a good enough game. You know what I'm saying? It was terrible. I mean, him and Kirk Cousins played terrible. You know, it was just terrible. You know what I mean? Not much I can say about that game. I mean, I was watching both of them. I caught a little bit of the New York Giants and the Vikings. My God. 12 Cal. We got to talk about it, bro. We got to talk about it. It's the same thing, bro. Quarterback. Y'all need a quarterback. We need a quarterback. Quarterbacks are hard to come by, bro. I mean, that is one job that is, here's the thing. It's either a lifelong job or it's a short-term job. any way you want to take it, man. Some job, hey, the quarterback position is so crazy because you could be a quarterback like Big Ben or John Elway. You know, the quarterbacks that play for one franchise for a long time. Just think about playing for, look at Brady. You know what I mean? Like, even though Brady played for another team, but just knowing that, nigga, this is my squad. Like, remember Brett Favre held the fucking Packers hostage? You know what I'm saying? Went to Green Bay. I think Brett Favre played for the Jets. Didn't he play for the Jets, too? Like, when you're that type of quarterback, nigga, you still get opportunities. It might be because of your skin color. You know, the backup might be the sweetest position in the world. That might be the one of the best jobs in the world. You're a backup quarterback, and the only way you're going to get in the game is because of an injury or retirement. You know, and maybe not even that, but definitely an injury. Yeah, you need a backup quarterback. And then that third string quarterback, like, that's also got to be a sweet position. Now, I don't know what the pay is, but to be a third string quarterback, it's got to be sweet. Got to be sweet until all the motherfuckers get hurt and you got to go in there and work some magic, right? Yeah, but you niggas lost, 28-6? Bad loving over there. I know y'all miss Saquon Barkley. Bad. Tyreek Hill got arrested, or not necessarily arrested, he got cuffed or detained, I should say, before the game, and still managed to have a solid game with 7 receptions, 130 yards, and a touchdown, and celebrated by being uncuffed or whatever. That was a solid game as well. I didn't really catch too much of that, but they pulled it off by a field goal. The Patriots end up stunning the Bengals. I think the Bengals' window is closing extremely fast. I think it might be over. I mean, they lost Mixon, never replaced him. Chase did play, but they said he was a little under the weather. T. Higgins was injured, did not play. Burrow out there looking nasty. Like I said, I did watch the Buffalo-Arizona game. Because I got Kyler Murray. I have Kyler Murray, and he plays solid. He plays solid. But I also got backups, though. I got backup starting quarterbacks, so I'm not tripping about that. I'm going to have to rotate them throughout the season. Didn't watch much of the Houston and the Colts, but I heard this nigga Richardson had a very unusual stat line, where he was 9 for 19, which is nasty, right? But he also was 9 for 19 with 212 yards and 2 touchdowns. So fantasy wise, you can't really be mad, but you know, they end up losing. I mean, and it was a fight. It was a fight because they only lost by 2. I think it was 29-27. The nasty game of the week, dog. When I tell you, I was watching bits and pieces of the Chicago Bears and the Titans game, and they were dominating. They was up 17-3 at the half. And I'm like, these niggas got it under control. Man, them niggas didn't score the rest of the game. But the Bears did. And they, too, had an unusual quarterback stat line where Caleb Williams went 14 of 29. This nigga had 93 yards, no touchdowns, 2 sacks. Dog, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? No interceptions, but he threw for 93 yards, and they still won the game. That's embarrassing. Now, the team that did show up with defense, shout out to Derek Carr. But the motherfucking Saints held the Panthers to 10 points. Them niggas dropped 47 on them hoes. Yikes. All right. I didn't watch none of the Washington Commanders game versus the Bucks, but I did have Mike Evans. So he did his thing over there. I didn't watch none of the Dallas Cowboys and Browns game. Dak did his thing, got his contract. What did he get, like 240 for like 4 years or some shit like that? Nigga got paid. Man, football is back, dog. I am excited. I am excited. Yeah, my team lost. UCLA got a game against Indiana this Saturday, so that's gonna be our that's gonna be something to look at. Man, as far as college, a lot of niggas is wishing on the downfall of Coach Prime. I mean, I guess as they should. I'm not much of a hater towards him. I don't really he never really affected anything to any of my squads, pros or college. I never, you know, he had his riff with the HBCU alumni. You know what I'm saying? Because they felt like he was stepping in and using, you know, culture vulturing, whatever you want to call it. That's a beef between him and the people that went to HBCUs. I just wanted to see him coach, you know what I'm saying, and see how he was going to turn programs around. Obviously, he did with one. He's struggling with Colorado right now because, they didn't really show up against Nebraska. They struggled. But also, Michigan lost. That was a big game. Notre Dame. What was the Notre Dame game? Let me see if I could find that that Notre Dame game, because I was watching a little bit of that. I mean, I was all over the place, trying to watch as much football as I can. Shit, Oregon almost lost to Boise State. Boise State just one of those teams, though. Like, they gonna upset somebody. I remember remember the punch, though, from years ago, Oregon versus Boise State? LeGarrette Blount, that nigga cold cocked that boy. Knocked his ass out. But that's when Boise State caught him, right? Yeah, but you can't be celebrating like that, though. You kind of deserve that type of punch. But at the same time, we don't want our kids, you know. We don't want our kids fighting like that's who it was. Northern Illinois. Northern Illinois beat Notre Dame. That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing, Notre Dame. But, hey, it's not my squad. It's not my squad. Football is back. King Germ, I don't even want to bring up your Florida boys. It's not the time. It's not the time. USC smacked the dog shit out of Utah State. 48-0. Ugh. That's disgusting. It's not the time to bring up Florida, but Florida gonna have to get their shit. Florida is one of the most embarrassing programs out there in Florida, man. Y'all let the Miami boys start talking to y'all a certain way, and then start talking to y'all recruits, and y'all let that shit happen? Man, look, it wasn't too long ago, and look, what a lot of people don't know is Florida is one of the youngest universities. These niggas is not historic. You know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't got no history back in the day like that. Nah, these niggas just started taking off. You know, these niggas is fairly new. I mean, considering all the vintage college programs that is. And it's not a diss. They accomplished something in such a short span. You know what I'm saying? They had their moment. But right now, it's looking bad, bro. It's looking pretty bad. I can honestly tell you, I don't know none of them niggas on that team. And Tim Tebow is not walking through that door. No, not at all. Not at all. But shout out to y'all, man. Y'all gonna get it. Y'all, man, a couple of recruits come in, man. Y'all can turn that whole thing around, man. Y'all can. Because Florida over there smacking shit around. And they ranked number 12. You said Florida A&M was gonna get them problems. Shit, where? Because 56-9? That's not... King Germ, that's not that much problems, man. But like, look, it's football. Also, I want to say this. I got 2K. I'm back on 2K. I'm fake as fuck. I said I wasn't gonna get it. I said I was gonna stick with college football. Now, college football is not holding it down like I thought it was. I mean, it's still there. I'm still happy and I'm still appreciative that it's back and I love it. I'm still gonna play it. It's gonna have to share some time with my player. With my point guard, 6'4", 205, finesse, playmaker shooter, playmaker sharpshooter to be exact, all right? So, yeah, I mean, it's back. It's back, people. Football is finally fucking here, man. And here we are. The Super Bowl halftime show has been announced. I want to do a whole show on BTG for President for this. But since we are talking about football and the Super Bowl is one of the biggest sports events in the whole entire world, they just announced a halftime show. And let me tell you, a bulk, maybe if not all of Louisiana is probably a little bit upset. I don't know the percentages that is really that's upset towards KDOT, but I know there's a lot of people that's upset at Jay-Z. And a lot of people has been upset at Jay-Z having that position for a very long time. You know what I mean? But at the same, I've gotten nothing but great halftime performance shows ever since he's been a part of it. A lot of people don't like Jay for a lot of different reasons. They call him the hip hop capitalist. You know what I mean? He put his business before he puts his love for our people, you know? And that's between him and those people. I separate everything, you know what I mean? My emotions don't get tied into it with Jay that much. Not at all, tell you the truth. I left my emotions at the door for Jay alone a long time ago because I'm a huge Pac fan. You know what I mean? So you could, that's where I'm going with it. But my nigga Pac been dead and gone a long time. He's historic. He could never do what Pac did. And Pac obviously could never do what he did. Pac never had the time to build it. But those are two totally different artists. Whatever the case may be, nigga, the hatred that everybody else have towards Jay, I don't necessarily care for. It's not between me and him. I'm not going to say that I'm for or against him. I'm just going to say whatever he got, let me see how it unfolds. He put KDOT on stage February, Black History Month, 2025. A lot of people are speculating the album to come out before then. The Grammys will be there. The Grammys will take place 7 days before a week before the Super Bowl. A lot of people are upset, including Young Money, Cash Money artists. You know what I'm saying? Hey, rightfully so, because everybody said on paper what it should be, but everybody looked past the business. Hey, man, y'all go handle that. All I know is another one of my favorite rappers would be on one of the big stages. It is what it is. Go argue with that nigga. I didn't make the decision. I'm just rolling with the entertainment. Now, before I get out of here, let me see. I'm gonna do a couple of predictions for next week. We got the Ravens next week. We gonna beat them niggas. And I'm saying that. Let me see. The Saints and the Cowboys. I'm gonna say the Saints keep it rolling. I'm gonna go with the Saints. Nah. That Dallas defense is solid. No, I mean I gotta pick. I'm going with the Saints. Giants and Commanders, 12 Cal, y'all should be able to beat them. They got the youngster back there. Chargers versus the Panthers. Chargers are going to smoke them. That's a dumpster fire. Indiana Colts versus Green Bay. I like Green Bay in that one. Niners versus Vikings. I'm going to go with the Niners. Hopefully my boy is back, fantasy-wise. Cleveland Browns versus Jags. That's a shit show as well, but I'm going to go with... I'm going with the Jags. They got the better quarterback. Seahawks versus Patriots. Let's see if Patriots is real, but I'm going to go with Seahawks. Jets versus Titans. Aaron Rodgers is going to get his first W that game. Buccaneers versus Detroit. That's going to be a hell of a game. Toss up. I don't know. Fuck it, Detroit. Rams versus Cardinals. They missing Puka. I might go with Arizona. They just finished coming off a tough one. Pittsburgh versus Denver. That's a shit show. I'm going to go with... Fuck Denver. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh. Cincinnati versus Kansas City. Smoke show. It's over. The Bears versus Houston. I'm going to go with the Texans on that one. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Texans on that one. So, shout out to that. And then we got Monday night. Monday night is Eagles versus Falcons. I'm going to go with Eagles. King Germ, Let's keep AJ Brown on the road, my guy. Please, please. I don't know if you got to send that call down, but please make sure Jalen send that over to. Yeah, he got a nice squad over there in Philly, man. I can't even hate, man. Can't even hate. But Overrun with BTG, man. Oh my fucking god, football is back. The fall is on the way. It's hot as hell out here. We ain't getting no fucking fall weather, but football is back. 12 Cal, King Jeremy, y'all gonna have to holler at me, bro. We're gonna have to talk some football because it's looking ugly out there. Shit, for all of us, technically. I mean, not just y'all. My squad looking shaky too, baby. Yeah, it's looking shaky too. It's just man, I'll see y'all next week by the grace of God.